With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
What means more to you, saving the planet or whether other people think you're unclean? Well, joining me in studio to chat about why most of us care more about being stinky than being sustainable is broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran. You're very welcome along to the show.
Thank you. I was expecting the intro there to be resident smelly hippie or something. Who knows?
You don't smell.
This is
what we're getting at.
This is what people assume, I think, when we have these conversations. And thankfully, it's the medium of radio. It's not like smellophones or anything like that yet. But yeah, we did shower today. The clothes are washed. I think people's perceptions of us eco folks sometimes are a little bit off kilter.
Okay, well, let's get right into it, because the reason why we're talking about this as well is Swedish scientists have the answer. And what does their survey say?
So basically, they had this study of 2,000 people airing their dirty laundry, if you will. But basically, they found we wash our clothes way too much due to this fear and disgust of being seen to be unclean, but like stuff that didn't necessarily need to be washed. So we're basically overwashing everything. It was a fascinating human behaviour study. Researcher Eric Clint was at Chalmers University of Technology in Gothenburg. He was saying the study shows that the higher our sensitivity to disgust, the more we wash, regardless of whether we value our environmental identity highly or not. So basically, even if you are really, really eco-conscious, you might still be overwashing your clothes because it's such a societal norm, and kind of fears of exclusion and all these different things are so much more important to us than any kind of reduction in carbon emissions.
Yeah.
And they also went on to say, like, things like seeing dirt on your clothes or physically feeling a smell or smelling a smell off your clothes are obviously very obvious, tangible things.
Yeah.
Whereas something like reducing your carbon emissions, it's really abstract as a concept. So that's much harder to set off against the clothes washing.
We've heard it so many times though, even about jeans in particular. Like, that's always come into the ether about, like, you actually shouldn't be washing them. You should be getting 10 wears out of them before you do it. I always argue as well that, like, your jeans feel better when they're a bit more lived in.
Yes, 100%. But don't have to struggle with the button as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly. When they come out of the wash, you're going, oh,
doing the Beyonce jumps to get into them.
But it is, it's a hard, you know, it's a hard line to kind of like sit on, or like what side do you go to. But like the environmental impact, I know you just spoke about it there, of overwashing, it doesn't really register for people, even if they think that they are eco-conscious. Like, why are we so obsessed with what other people think?
Well, that just goes down to human nature, doesn't it? Because like social exclusion, we're little group animals. We want to be liked. We want our pals to like us, everything else like that. So at the end of the day, if you're getting excluded because you smell, like, yeah, that's not going to be a vibe. No. You're going to be a very lonely, smelly gal.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
No. So yeah, just coming together is kind of really important for us as a species, and that's how we've evolved.
Okay. So
operate.
Like, let's talk about detergents, right? Because we buy them in massive plastic bottles. The little pods are wrapped in plastic. Is it any surprise that consumers act in a non-sustainable way?
No, and this is why we have to mainstream all of the easiest options being the most sustainable options. It has to be made the easiest thing for people at source. And I always say this is why all of my climate comms come from a point of support over shame. Mm-hmm. We can't be giving out to people being like, we know this is unsustainable. Why is everyone doing that? And there's this thing called the knowledge action gap. And people, a lot of the time when they'll be explaining policies and different things, they'll be like, oh, but like everyone says they want to cycle to work, but no one's doing it. But then if you go in and you look, why aren't they doing it? Okay, well, there's no showers in that workplace. So anyone who does cycle in mightn't be able to wash themselves. And there's also no cycle lanes on that route to work. So like, you can say one thing is the thing that you're meant to do, but if it isn't made incredibly easy for people to do, people are all busy getting through life. They're going to default to what's simplest. But if you are looking to make your washing much more sustainable, there's some really handy things you can go about doing just to make that packaging side of things a little more attainable. Because I know, like, every single bottle of detergent or whatever that we have ever bought in our entire life is still in existence, because that's how long it takes plastic to break down. So it's just really, really scary when you think about
it. It's terrifying. I never thought of it like that.
I know. And that for me is a big motivator to go like, okay, amazing. So the one that I use is True Eco, and I've had these refillable bottles, and any of your kind of local eco shops will generally have stuff like this. There's lots of different brands doing it. That's the one I use, because I have quite sensitive skin and it doesn't flare it up. But I have used that bottle now for over 4 years.
Okay.
So it's just amazing to know, oh, the one same bottle the whole time, refilling it. And obviously, because plastic, as much as it has all of its woes, it is a very durable material that lasts. So it's in perfect condition, like the day I bought it, and I just bring it up to get it refilled. Also, if you don't want to go off buying all of your detergent every other week, there's the eco eggs. I think you've seen these ones before, and they're the little, like, funny little dinosaur egg looking things. They go in the washing machine. They're all in lovely colours, and there's little pellets that go inside them, and you only have to fill them up again once a year. So you just buy new pellets every year, the eco egg then lasts forever again. So that does its thing as well. Or if you're just running through, you're buying something last minute, the e-cover box as well, they're cardboard boxes. So you're dodging all of the plastic again then if you don't want to be buying plastic.
Yeah, I've seen the cardboard boxes as well coming into a lot of things. Modern living is a factor here too, because like I live in an apartment block. You're not allowed to hang your washing to dry on the balconies. It is a very strict rule. You get into a lot of trouble. What are the chances of basic rules like this changing soon?
That needs to come down from a policy level, because again, that's just not fair on people. If you have a free option when the weather cooperates, which hasn't been a lot lately, to dry your clothes that way, that's fantastic. This is going to sound like the most boring in my 30s thing you've ever heard in your life.
No, hook it to me. Have you seen my life? I've been painting my garage.
Yeah, I know, you get it. I'm all for it. So your Santa list this year, a dehumidifier. I got one because obviously we can't dry our clothes outside a lot of the year around anyway, balcony or no balcony issues. This basically sucks all of the moisture out of the clothes. It goes in this little thing and then you just pour it off down the shower and you're laughing.
Sorry.
So I thought these were honestly a Swiss.
I wasn't buying into it at all. Is it actually legit?
It's magic. The amount of water that comes out the clothes and then they're just dry, but like they've no reason to go dry. And then, do you know, you don't want to leave a load of damp clothes in a room in a house as well, because then if you make the room damp as well, that's not something you want to be dealing with, and you don't want to need to be blasting the heat the whole time either to get them dry. So yeah, that was life changing, but the most boring Christmas present I think I've ever asked for. So that's another really good way to go as well. But like that with the balconies, climate literacy in policy is something we're all kind of only trying to catch up to now in every aspect of life, because the climate crisis and how imminent it is and how here it is, if we look at the scenes in Italy and Switzerland with flooding this week, we're just kind of now going, okay, how do we do everything we possibly can? And we all have to catch up in different ways like that. So maybe the balcony thing will change over the coming months, but I totally understand that that's not a reality.
Sorry, you just gave me an option there. So I don't care. I don't need to put it out my balcony anymore. Like leading on to that as well, obviously like washers and dryers, they use a lot of water and a lot of electricity, but that's only half the problem, and something that I never even thought about, embarrassingly enough. But like, what role does a wash machine play in polluting water?
Yeah, so this is a fascinating one. There was recent research that showed, and this is for a plethora of reasons, and not just our washing machines, that the majority of waterways in Ireland are polluted, which is mad when you think, oh, we're this gorgeous green country and all of this lovely countryside, but those waterway ecosystems are not thriving at the moment. So there's loads we can do to help them, and all of those harsh chemicals that we are putting through our washing machine, same with the bleaches and different things going down the toilet, a lot of them can escape into our waterways, then they can pollute them, and that can cause algae blooms. Now again, there's lots of other things that cause algae blooms, it's not just what we're doing at home, but those things are really, really dangerous to wildlife. If anyone's seen the scenes from Loch Ness up north over the last few months, you can see just how awful they can be. They can totally ruin local area. A lot of the time they can look like this green slime all over a river and a lake. Incredibly dangerous for dog walkers as well. So if you ever see that slimy water, do not go anywhere near it with your pets. But yeah, those are just some of the things that can come off the back of this as well.
It's a really good public service announcement, because again, I've seen this and I would never have even thought not to let the dog near it. So,
At least we can stay away from it, because the animals relying on living in that ecosystem can't.
Yeah, that's awful. There are some answers to this problem though, because we've got some myth busting to do. What are the realistic alternatives to washing Fionnuala Moore in our hippy dippy smelly correspondent? She's not smelly, you smell fantastic.
I'm updating my LinkedIn. So there was this myth that was going around for years, and I was like, oh, that's amazing, that makes so much sense in theory, but like everyone who knows so much more than I do about all of these things has thoroughly debunked it. There used to be a thing like, oh, putting your jeans in the freezer will freeze up all the bacteria, but that's not a thing, so do not be sticking it in there beside your ice creams.
Don't have the freezer space for a pair of jeans.
That too, it's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask. But yeah, so that's not a thing. Basically airing out woolen garments. I thought I was being the queen of the world the other month doing this, and I'd done all my hand washing. I was like, I am, like, not to lean into the trad wife stuff, but I felt very organized at home. I was like, I'm doing it all, this is amazing. But then just be careful, the odd time we do get the sun in the summer, if you're leaving stuff out to dry naturally, you can bleach the lines of whatever you're leaving it on out in the garden to bleach. So I've bleached all my lovely woolen things that I hand washed very delicately. They've all got sun bleaching on them now, so just be careful. But yeah, even the CEO of Levi's about the jean freezing was like, it's an old wives tale, it doesn't work, don't put them in the washing machine either. So there's things like that that you kind of have to be very careful with. Now I do wash my jeans, but as we spoke about, less often. So you're just not ruining the garment, and that goes for everything, because the lifespan of your clothing is going to be diminished by washing it more and more and more. And especially if we are also tumble drying, that's a really big one that we can dodge. Again, if at all possible, again, the dehumidifier is our best friend here. A clothes horse and a dehumidifier is going to do a lot better for your clothes in the long term than putting them through the tumble dryer. It just kind of damages the fabrics a lot, and it's a hugely energy intensive thing compared to letting them dry naturally.
I got a colossal electricity bill about 10 years ago when I like moved out at home, because we'd always had a tumble dryer. Now, like, I mean, every art household, you don't use it unless you really need to. But I was like, what a treat. I was using my tumble dryer all the time.
I got slapped
with, like, you're talking as well, like a 21-year-old who, like, person who then has to pay. There was four of us in the house, but we had to pay like €350 each. And we were going, oh my God, God. So we like put a ban on it. No one was allowed. It got plugged out forevermore. So I've never actually touched one since.
I only had one in college, and like that, I was just like, I'm not going to use it, so I just won't buy it, and then I won't use it because it's not there to use.
Yeah.
Now, I know some people, if they've busy households with kids, they are going to be an inevitability, but these are just best case scenario things to dodge to keep your costs low in the house as well. But I felt like that it was making all my clothes really bally, and it was just sucking the quality out of the fabric. So you know, like that as well, if you get like a lovely tracksuit or anything, it's never as nice as before the first wash again. So it's just about cherishing the clothes as long as we can.
I will say though, when you have a lovely hot towel coming out of a tumble dryer, there's nothing better. But sure, you just have to put it on the radiator instead, like be a bit more organized. What are the some of the ways that we can reduce the impact of our clothes washing in Ireland? Like, actually, we can talk about, I know we're talking about the jeans there and stuff like that, but like with materials, are there some materials that lend themselves to being washed less? Like, is it jeans? Is that all we're focusing on? Like, what about like my t-shirts?
So, yeah, anything that's cottons or linens is something I've really been trying to actively bring into my wardrobe now, instead of lots of the kind of plastic materials that we're seeing. And if you've ever had like gym gear and it's been worn a few times, and it doesn't matter how many times you wash it, there is a stink trapped in there now. Those are those unnatural materials. So I think increasingly, especially Irish designers have been really good at this, just highlighting cotton and linen, because they are breathable. Anyone going through menopause will know how important that is, and anyone who's been trapped in a heat wave recently will also know.
I was going to say, any one of us who've got like two of those summer days that we've had.
All two of them. Two summers in 1 year. So lucky. But yeah, so they're great. Think your cotton, linen, silk, wool, they're all natural fibres. Wool is obviously lovely and warm, but then the plastic materials, kind of keep an eye out for and steer clear of them if you can, is polyester, elastane, nylon, acrylic. Those are some of them. So basically 75% of clothing is assumed to be made from synthetics now. That's as of last year. But every single time we wash these, we can send 700,000 microplastics into our water system. So we need to be really, really careful with that. And in our ocean, 35% of the microplastics in there are said to be from our clothes.
Okay.
So that's just kind of a really worrying trend of what way we're going. And when we think about our clothes impact, I think a lot of people have gotten really good now at buying a bit less, buying more sustainably, trying to find things secondhand. But 30% of our clothes carbon emissions comes after we buy them. So the way that we care for them. So this can have a huge impact.
Finally, like, let's end on a lighter note, because technology has improved and it has made cold washes more useful to us. Those 30 degrees are really paying off.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant, because this has been a really, really modern thing. Now, our clothes washers in themselves are quite modern. They're only around the last 100 years, and they weren't even in every household the last 100 years. So we've all been liberated by not having to scrub our things off the ground.
That
was just the items that needed it. Trust me, I'm not out there doing that every other weekend. I have festivals to be going to. But the average wash temperature since 2002 has fallen about 20 degrees. So that's amazing. And hot water comprises of 80% of the energy use of a wash. So if you think about even that for the cost of the amount of energy you're going to be using, that's amazing. To just be doing it on the colder wash is fantastic. But equally, people were seeing, okay, we need to go in this direction. So the fabulous innovators at Source have been designing detergent that suits cold washes. So now you're getting everything being more effective at that cooler wash. So we're laughing.
Okay, fantastic stuff altogether. So, like, even if that is the one tip that you can take from this, is to go on the cooler wash and just wash a little bit less,
you're laughing
here. Fionnuala, thank you so much for coming in with us to get more sustainability tips from broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moore. And you can find her on Instagram and TikTok at Fionnuala Moore.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.